Joining us now on the line is Honda Classic Executive Director Ken Kennerly. As tournament week begins tomorrow at PGA National Resort and Spa, the four rounds of competitive golf Thursday, March 5th through Sunday, March 8th. Ken, good morning to you. Happy tournament week.
Good morning, Daddy. How are you, buddy? Hi, Pat.
What's up, Ken?
I'm ecstatic, as you can imagine, Ken, as you're a father of two. It was we talked about it in the opening segment. It's the most amazing day of my life. I'll never forget it. And I also have I've always respected my wife immensely, but I have a newfound respect for having witnessed what she went through for 12 hours on Friday, including the last hour, which she was pushing every, like, 2 minutes. We were watching the line graph on the computer, and whenever that line would start going up, she started getting another contraction, and she couldn't even feel them because she was so numb below the waist because of the epidural. But every 2 or 3 minutes, she would be pushing hard, as hard as she could, for about a minute, and it lasted for an hour. And I just thought to myself, damn, I wish I could do more to help. And I'm just sitting here, you know.
You've done all you could do,
yeah,
Russ.
Exactly. Pretty much.
Well, as Pat's done, you've gone through it, Pat. I've gone through it. And, you know, our week's going to change for the better here at the Honda Classic in Palm Beach County, but certainly not going to improve as much as you and Joyce's life for us. So congratulations.
Thank you, Ken. Really appreciate it. And we're happy for all the thoughts and prayers that have come our way the last few days. In regards to the Honda Classic, you really got a phenomenal gift the tournament did on Friday. Two huge names in the world of golf deciding to commit, and I think we kind of felt that they would come along eventually, but 10 of the top 31 players in the world are in the Honda. 10 of the top 31 in the world rankings, and two of those guys, world number 10 Camila Vijayguss and world number 16 Justin Rose, committed on Friday, the last day that they could.
Nah, it's wonderful. It's, you know, it's again, it's a testament to PGA National and to the Champion Course, and I think to what we've really built down here. And, you know, we said from the beginning, and we repeated over and over again, that you know, we aspire to become a premier event on the tour, and, you know, it all starts with the ballpark. And, you know, as this tournament just grows and grows and grows, I think you'll see this tournament field will just continue to elevate.
Hey, Ken, can you give an update on Luke Donald? I know he had to pull out of his match with Ernie Els with the wrist, and he's one of the past champions. Is he okay? Is he going to play?
Yeah, he seems to be all set, Pat. We did get a word that right after Tucson, he hopped on a plane. He went up to New York City to meet with his doctor that did the initial surgery on the wrist. They concluded that the injury was actually separate from the injury he sustained last year. He was just real cautious. He felt a little twinge in the wrist, and you know, had one hole to go and didn't want to risk it. I think mentally he was out of it at that point, so he just decided to take it easy. So he's where it is, he'll be fine. He looks forward to coming back and playing the Honda Classic.
You know, Ken, something that's been really neat for me this last weekend, this past few, 3 or 4 days, is watching the match play and watching a lot of the guys that are in the field this coming week in the Honda play well. Four of the final eight at match play are in the Honda. Stuart Sink, who's in today's consolation match, and three guys that went out yesterday, Ernie Els, Rory McIlroy, and Justin Leonard. And by the way, all three of those guys are in the top 30 in the world. Ernie's ranked 14. Rory McIlroy is ranked 17 in the world. At 19 years old, he's ranked 17 in the world. He's the youngest player ever to make it into the top 20 in the world rankings. And then Justin Leonard is ranked 28th in the world. Camila Vijayguss, another guy, has been playing well this week, and he ended up losing to Jeff Ogilvie, who I think is going to end up winning this whole thing. So were it not for Jeff Ogilvie, Camila might have ended up winning this week. A lot of players that are going to be at PGA National in the next few days playing very well right now.
Well, you always want, you know, when you jump into a major championship or a big event like the Honda Classic, you want your game to be right on. And, you know, it's great to see Ernie playing well again. And as you said, the other guys are really on their game. We've also got to remember that when they come east, they see rough for the first time. The entire West Coast, including Tucson, of course, there's no rough out there. So, you know, it's a different experience for these guys. It's preparation for the majors now, if you will. And, you know, we've heard that over the last couple of years, that, you know, they show up at PGA National, and it's a different tour altogether, from the Bermuda grass to the rough outside of the fairway, of course. And, you know, as Calc, I talked to him yesterday, he said he played really, really well during the practice round. He shot 3 over par. He said, Kim, this course is, it's unbelievable. It really is a bear, but it's extremely fair.
Mark Calcavecchia, by the way, joining us on the show this morning at 9:30. So stay tuned for that. Just about 50 minutes from now, Mark Calcavecchia joining the show. Robert Allenby, PGA Tour player, who is also in the field for the Honda, joining us in the second hour as well. Robert Allenby ranked 30 in the world rankings. And Ken, you know, it's phenomenal. You think about all the activities starting tomorrow at PGA National, the entire week of activities. You've got something big going on each day. Tomorrow, the Monday Pro-Am, the Finn Cup, Stephen Ross and Rick Haro chairing it. Dan Marino fellas playing in it, as well as Nat Moore and Bob Greasy. Tuesday, you've got the Wives Tourney. Wednesday is the Kenny G Gold Pro-Am. And then, obviously, Thursday through Sunday is rounds 1 through 4.
Well, it's fun. And, you know, we made that great announcement last week with the Finn Cup. And, you know, we're very fortunate to have Mr. Ross and Mr. Haro. Mr. Haro, how about that one? involved with the Honda Classic and the PGA Tour, and as you know from the beginning, it was very important that we thought out of the box and did everything we can to try to separate ourselves not only from the other tour events out there, but also try to put forth an event in this community that focuses on so many different things. We talk about entertainment all the time, and that's really what we've done out here. And you know, the Finn Cup tomorrow is going to be fantastic, as you said. The Wives Tournament's always fun. We've got Mo and Sally coming out as well. Mo's going to be caddying for Sally. And Wednesday, of course, the Kenny G Gold Pro-Am. And then Kenny G's visiting the Child Life Institute on Thursday at noon with Barbara Nicholas to play for the kids, which is just phenomenal. And then, as you mentioned earlier, he's going to perform at a private benefit concert for us Thursday night. And, oh, by the way, there is a golf tournament amongst all of this.
Exactly. And for those who want to learn more about the benefit, the very private concert by Kenny G to benefit the Children's Healthcare Charity, it's Thursday night, March 5th at the Maltz Jupiter Theater. You can call 888-445-1666 or log on to the Honda Classic. The number again is 888-445-1666 or log on to thehondaclassic.com.
Hey, Ken, wanted to quickly ask you about course conditions. I mean, it's like Russ said, we're at the week of the tournament right now. Joel Page, I think, told us that the rough wasn't going to be quite as high as it's been in the last couple of years. What can you tell us about greens, rough, you know, any changes to par fives becoming par fours, any of that kind of stuff? What is the course going to be as we go into the week now?
Well, Eddie Mack and I met with Tony Wallin yesterday, you know, from the PGA Tour, and he said he has never seen this course in better shape. The rough, you're correct, is not going to be as high as it has been in the past, but it'll still be as penal if you get off the fairway. The greens have not been overseeded, meaning that, as you know, Pat, being a good player, they're going to be truer, they're going to be hard, firm, fast. The tour, frankly, is really concerned about the wind, and, you know, they've got to be careful not to make them too fast in the South Florida breeze because they'll be unputtable, but they look fantastic. The greens will have a hint of brown in them because of the dormant grass, but that does not mean they're in bad shape. The entire course is just looking fabulous, and as I said, the tour has never seen it in better shape.
Executive Director of the Honda Classic, Ken Kennerly, joining us here. Russ Evans and Pat Rooney Jr. with you on Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic. As I mentioned, 10 of the world's top 31 players are in the field. Number 2, Sergio Garcia. Number 10, Camila Vijegas. Defending champion Ernie Els is ranked 14. Justin Rose is 16. Rory McIlroy, 17. Stuart Sink, 22. Miguel Angel Jimenez is 24. Justin Leonard, ranked 28th in the world. Robert Allenby is 30th. Luke Donald is 31st. A lot of other big names. Mark Calcavecchia, Boo Weekly, Angel Cabrera, Davis Love III, Chris DeMarco, Brett Quigley, Chad Campbell, Eric Compton. We had him on the show a couple weeks ago. Eric, by the way, is a new father as well. His wife Barbara gave birth to a baby girl last Sunday, 1 week ago from today. It's going to be a phenomenal week, Ken. We're very much looking forward to it again. For any golf fans out there that want to get in, you can still get tickets, 866-8-HONDA-8. That's 866-846-6328, or log on to thehondaclassic.com. Look forward to seeing you tomorrow at PGA National, Ken, and we'll of course, be welcoming in all the Miami Dolphins, Dan Marino, Stephen Ross, the owner, Bob Greasy, Nat Moore, for the Finn Cup.
It's going to be fantastic. And don't forget about Irish Day on Friday and Lahinch Mob and Saturday and the Tire Kingdom fireworks. We've got a great party going on out there, and I hope everybody comes out to see us.
All right. Thank you, Ken. There he is, Ken Kennerly, Executive Director of the Honda Classic, joining us on the line. Russ Evans and Pat Rooney Jr. with you. Golf Exchange presented by the Honda Classic.